Carrie and Tommy have a stack of laughs for you in this podcast all sorted. And Tassal has dinner sorted with responsibly sourced Tassie salmon that has a healthy boost of omega-3 in every bite.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to Friday, everybody. How are you guys?
Oh, tasting freedom.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know, now that Victoria is out of lockdown...
The longest lockdown,
in the entire world.
Your world beat is Melbourne. Well done.
There is no state in Australia still in lockdown. We're free, guys. We're free!
Yeah! I thought that was a song. I thought you were going into song then.
Funnily enough, that is my booty drop for today.
Ah. You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. Makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain is so super.
We gonna whack.
Big Moss booty drop.
Okay. Yeah. So it's freedom. So it's out of lockdown base. So jailbreak, ACDC?
Nah,
no.
Not really.
You're going, I'm in chains. No.
What's that?
Unchain my heart? What about that? No, no, no.
No.
Oh, okay. Is there a George Michael? Is there freedom?
Freedom.
Yeah, freedom.
Good song.
Freedom.
No.
Freedom.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I'm heading back. Think Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
What?
I think it was also a Coca-Cola ad. Have you not listened to the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack? One of the best soundtracks of all time.
Oh, it is actually
in my six-disc
stacker in my boot of my Commodore.
I used to love it. Anyway, this is from it. This is Everybody's Free. Rosella.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I didn't think this would ever happen because...
What?
You've obviously collated your spreadsheets. You've got numerous data points of information. You've gone through just, what, hours and hours of listening?
I followed my heart is what I've done.
Did you?
You mocked me the other day when I declared casually in my booty jock what I thought booty job.
My booty jock. Have you seen my booty jock? It's just like my front jock, but for my booty. Anyway, now we're two pairs. It's weird.
In my booty drop. What one of my favourite songs of all time was. So I wanted to bring you a bit of Will Smith, Miami for booty drop today. It's Will one Smith. Of, you know, welcome to Miami.
Sorry, yeah.
One of the best songs ever. But it was also one.
It's not. It's a good song. It's not one of the best songs ever.
It's a great song. Yeah,
yeah, okay,
maybe best song ever is a stretch.
It's one of the best songs ever.
It got us thinking, what is the best song ever? And the team was...
arguing over what the best song of all time is.
The best song ever.
I'm a bit confused because producer Sonda did ask for us to all think of the greatest song ever. And then I texted her last night and I said, is it the greatest song like... ever, like the world thinks is the greatest song ever, or it's what we think is the best song ever, because they're two very different things. Objectively, yes. I can see that like a Beatles song would be one of the greatest songs ever.
Why?
Because it was like, you know, most, you know, albums sold or something, and it was, you know, just a period in time of music, right?
So is this before or after you texted her asking, is it okay to put Michael Jackson songs in it or not?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
You said it on air.
No, I said you can't put Michael Jackson songs in there, even though they were good. He's out of the equation.
Yes, that's what Sonda messaged back to you.
Anyway.
Who's going to kick off with the best song?
What did you
ever?
Do? Your favourite or the best ever?
I did the best song ever.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well.
Jesse, would you like to kick off with your selection?
Sure. My best song ever, I think all good art should elicit a reaction, positive or negative, and I think this song has some of the best lyrics of all time.
Turn up from the top, make it drop.
You've just gone for, like, humour.
How dare you?
Good art elicits a reaction.
Don't
positive
play
or negative.
Unless you're going to play the game properly.
Good art elicits a reaction.
Doesn't it?
But yeah, but why does shock have to
mate,
be the main
to the
reaction?
Lyrics. We're aware of what the lyrics are, mate.
But we can't even listen to the lyrics. Like, play the
censored.
Lyrics again. They're all...
Because it's the best of all time.
I feel Sonda. Like producer Sonda will play this game properly.
Okay.
Producer Sonda, what do you think the best song of all time is?
I have gone really skew-whiff and decided that Patsy Cline's Crazy.
Oh, my God.
No, what do you mean?
You love me as
is what I mean.
Like, as you
what are you talking about?
What do you mean? She's one of the greatest artists of all time. She died prematurely. She changed the landscape of country music. Listen to that recording. Listen to that voice. Somebody
knew. We work on a hit music station.
All right, sorry.
Jessie's played one that we couldn't play in the lyrics.
I was going to bring Springsteen, Born to Run, and I thought, no, it's not in our demo. So I am aware that we're on a commercial radio station.
Patsy Cline is the oldest.
No one knows who Patsy Cline is.
Can Patsy Cline be your booty drop for next week?
I also love the Carpenters, but didn't think anyone would know who they were.
I can't wait to producer Pip brings us Buddy Holly.
Okay, producer Pip, your go. Who are you bringing us?
Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Oh, it's okay. The worst okay. Song.
I love it so much.
I hate
so
this
song.
So
here is a thing.
This song sucks, man.
I almost bought this song, Pip, because I am with you that it's probably considered one of the greatest songs of
this
all time.
Is one of the worst songs
no,
of all time.
I hate it, but it would be considered exceptionally.
Mate, this is up there with Tub Thumping.
No, this
and Blister
is proper
in the Sun.
Music. Like that's if you
this is proper music.
If you listen to the whole thing,
she was a poor boy from a poor family.
It's
oh yeah, that's
artistic
proper.
Genius.
Yes,
mate. If kids were singing that in high school, you'd laugh at them.
Nah, you shouldn't be. I'd sing along with them. To be honest, I did watch Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, on Sunday night, and so it was in my head. So.
Isn't it
so the greatest
movie?
Song yes. Of the last couple of days for Pip.
Yes.
No, I do think that would be considered one of the greatest songs
what
of all time.
What do you mean time. Would be? We're just picking our greatest songs. No, you've already heard from Patsy Cline.
I'm still in the lead, I'm saying.
Okay, Eli, Jesse took WAP out of your hands, which would have been, I'm sure, one of yours. What's the greatest song of all time?
It's a tune.
Frank Ocean.
It's a tune.
If you understand yeah. How to make radio.
That's Pyramids.
What? Who is that?
That's Pyramids. That's Frank Ocean. It's a great tune,
that's
Eli.
That's not even Billboard's bloody 500 top songs of all time that I read out to you last
Eli,
Friday.
Great tune. Mind you, the bar was
I
set
at
Patsy Cline.
I thought you were going to give us a Beyonce tune or something.
That's bad. No, that's great.
About Beyonce.
Okay, we're coming back to hear our final
oh,
greatest
does
songs.
Does anyone care?
Mate, as if you're not sticking around. You know car crashes, how people watch? Everyone is rubbernecking at the moment. They're going, how many are dead in this car crash? Heaps. Patsy Cline being one of them.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
So you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're in the middle of this.
Over what the best song of all time is.
This is pathetic. We are all pathetic. We were meant to bring the greatest song of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, Sonder brought Patsy Cline.
I can't believe, for once, I am the only one that is doing the game.
No, you
properly.
Won't have. You would have picked some dumb song for comedy purposes. Then Eli brought a song no one's ever heard of. If
you're
going
to play
the game, play the game properly.
He bought Frank Ocean. So who's left? Belle? It'll be the theme song to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Hell.
Firstly,
so, hold
I
on.
Love Frank Ocean.
Yes, me too.
I know, it's not what songs you love. It's the greatest yes, song of all time.
Yeah, that's pretty good, though. Have you heard it?
I've chosen twice. Beyonce's Formation.
I mean, that's better.
Than Patsy Cline.
That's a very good tune, Formation.
Are you happier with how the game's
going? I'm happier
okay.
With the direction it's
let's
going.
Hope, let's see if audio producer Jezalenko ruins that mood. Jez, welcome to what is a hostile environment.
I am pretty nervous.
Yeah, me too, bro. I've put myself last so I can exit the studio quickly.
Because you'll be happy. I've taken the game very seriously and I genuinely believe that this is the best song of all time. But it's not from the last decade.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
What do you know about song, Roy Orbison?
This song makes me feel happy and sad at the same time. I think it's a great song. And it's
sitting in the morning sun.
This is a beautiful song. Jez, this would be one of the greatest songs of all time.
Thanks, Pickers. I knew you'd get it.
Yeah. You didn't get mine, though. I sent my choice to Jez and he wrote back, really? Question mark? I felt so exposed and judged. like what I've just done to all of your songs now.
Okay, because should we hear...
So I've gone from what I think is the greatest song of all time, my favourite, but I've given you the remix version because I know we work on the Hit Network.
Was Patsy Cline a remix?
This is what I think is one of the greatest songs of all time. So remember when we're driving in your car. Fast Car by Tracy Chapman is...
Sped up.
No, okay, the original is incredible, but I just thought because of the network we work on, I'd play the one we play.
Isn't it the greatest song of all time? Because if we were just doing the greatest song that we play, it's easy. I would just put Ed Sheeran on, Bad Habits. Like,
what's your choice?
So... So, I actually put a lot of thought into this. And I'll have you know.
If it's, I've been holding on.
It's not that. It's not that because I think you've had, some have been fair, some have been unfair. You've had a go at quite a few members of the team. And I am here to let you know definitively that this is, without a doubt, the greatest song of all time. Here I am in the place
where I come from. Yes, I'm glad we agree on something.
But sorry, if I could get a remix of it that we played now, I would have done that.
We played this the other day, remember? My booty drop. Carrie and
Tommy. That's where you're at for your Friday afternoon, and coming up very soon, a shot at $1 million.
We speak to a man who has just come back from space. Very soon. He spent a week with Shatner, William Shatner,
yes,
and Jeff Bezos. What an interesting trio.
Yes. Are we going to ask him about the champagne
incident?
The Bezos, yes, spraying William Shatner with champagne, yeah, during the movie speech?
Shatner's beautiful speech. We definitely should ask him that.
Great.
I wonder if it was as awkward in real life.
I'll tell you what, Pickers, I'm going to stay listening.
What have we got next?
That. Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. You drive home the Sarvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we talked last week about the Blue Origin space capsule, Jeff Bezos's latest number to go into space, travelling with William Shatner. And one of our very own, he joins us now, Dr. Chris Boshausen. G'day, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Mate, we are great, but who cares about that?
Yeah,
congratulations.
You're the third Aussie to go into space.
Yeah, thank you. It was a real lot of fun.
Please tell us how it weighed up to your expectations.
Well, it's funny because I've worked in the space industry my whole life, and I was really worried I was going to be jaded or just desensitized to it. But space is awesome. I've never seen anything so beautiful in my entire life that exceeded all my expectations. It's just unbelievably beautiful.
It's interesting because I read that you were a bit worried because you knew so much about space that it would lessen the experience. And we saw from the older astronaut, Wally,
yes,
that went up there afterwards. She said it was a bit underwhelming, but I'm glad to hear you didn't find it underwhelming.
Yeah, I don't know what she was expecting, but I was not prepared for what I saw. It was just stunningly beautiful.
She wanted to see the curvature and she said the trip was too short, the yes, one she went on.
Yes.
Well, I agree with her on that latter point. The trip was too short. I could go up there for a year.
How did you take stuff up? Because I remember seeing pictures of you with what appeared to be, was it a little Lego man, bro?
Yeah, I stuffed that in my pocket just before we took off. And also had a little 3D printed model of a satellite I built, and I flew that for the team I used to work with. So I popped it out and they got to see a little video of the Lego man and the little miniature satellite floating in space.
What does it look like up there, if you had to describe it?
Well, you know, we've all seen pictures, right? And I think the pictures don't do it justice, though, because the light is so brilliant, because on Earth we see the light coming through the atmosphere, and up there there's no atmosphere. So the sun is really, really bright, and space is really, really, really black, and then the atmosphere is really, really blue, and just somehow all three of those together just creates a spectacle that the eye, I think, is not used to seeing. It was the most dazzling. I kind of have been calling the atmosphere. I've never seen any color blue as rich and beautiful as that.
Whenever I have heard people talk that have been to space, they always say it changes their perspective on the world. Not literally, but figuratively. Has it rocked your worldview?
Well, definitely. Like you saw William Shatner when he went up, he for him, I think it was a huge change of perspective. So I didn't quite have the same effect, and I felt a little bit bad at first that I didn't have that feeling. But then I'm kind of glad he was there because he's a poet and he got to say really the words I couldn't say. But for me, I'm a space guy, and just seeing space turned on the explorer gene in me a little bit. And that's the strong reaction I had, was just this huge urge, this need to go back and to go further.
You were talking before about William Shatner being a bit of a poet. We actually heard him when you got back down. He was reflecting on the experience and he was so beautiful talking about it. And he was in the middle of this full soliloquy and then Bezos just came into the picture and popped a bottle of champagne and everyone started celebrating. If you had to go back into space and you had to either go with Shatner or Bezos, which one are you picking?
Well, I would take both, but I would have a little word to Jeff about his love of champagne. And there's a time and place for everything. And maybe if he'd timed it a little better and we had a bit of chance to decompress and, I was too busy trying to reassure my girlfriend that I hadn't died. And she was very worried. And that then suddenly I get sprayed in the back of the head with some champagne. I wasn't ready for it either. So, I would have liked a bit more time to reconnect with, my loved ones and go back and give Bill a big old hug,
Chris, I heard you in an interview say that you spent a week with Shatner leading up to it. Is that right?
Pretty close to, yeah. By the time we got there into the Space Training Center and we did all of the pre-training and then, the launch was delayed a day, so that it added a day to the trip as well.
Yeah. Was Bezos there for that week as well? Did you spend that same amount of time with him?
Yeah, he dropped in and out. We had dinner a couple of times and, he, as you saw in the live stream, he came and saw us off when we launched and he was the first to open the capsule and stick his head in.
I'm intrigued by all of it. Chris,
surprised you the most about him, Chris?
Well, he's gotten a bad rap lately and when you meet him in person, he's actually just a really lovable nerd. He's a giant dork and he has these characteristic laughs and he loves jokes and he's very inquisitive. He wants to know about everything and really wants to know what people have done and why they did it and what was interesting about it and what does it all mean.
Chris, I mean, I could chat to you about this all day. I absolutely love this stuff. With the training, just before we let you go, was there anything that was hard or is there anything that would rule you out? Like, is it tough to actually do?
I think the question is, are you eligible to go? And the answer is yes.
You're struggling to pass.
Read me like a book.
You're struggling to get your pilot's license, so I think maybe you don't know, Chris, who you're dealing with. But
well, you've done what only very few people on Earth have done, which is leave it for a bit. Dr. Chris Boshausen, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. Lovely to chat today.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you're Friday Arvo, which means same but backwards is coming up very soon.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Because have you ever been invited to Milan Fashion Week?
No.
No, neither have
that
I.
That would be a dream come true.
Diana, have you ever been invited to Milan Fashion Week?
I sure have. Just literally found out a few days ago.
Wow, when
what
is it?
What do you mean? Hold on, I thought that was like just a, that's what I'd do with $1 million. I'd go to Milan Fashion Week. You've actually been invited, Diane.
Yes. So I launched my business, my fashion brand in July, and I've been invited to show my collection at Milan Fashion Week.
That's amazing. What sort of style? What's your thing, Diana? What's your label first? Give it a plug.
Oh, thank you. It's called Diana Clotharis, which is my name. And it's a women's luxury brand. Everything is produced ethically in Melbourne. And all my fabric is sourced and produced ethically as well, just for me. And I've designed the fabrics myself. And yeah, that's kind of a little bit about it.
So Diana, because obviously I read a bit about your entry, you said that you have spent all your money getting your collection over there, so now you can't get you over, is that correct?
That's exactly right. I've literally put everything into my business. I work 3 jobs to constantly put all my money into it, and at the moment I cannot get there, so this would be, even just the $10,000 would be a life-changing, amount of money for me.
Let's do this for you, Diana.
Let's get you to Milan.
You've got 30 seconds.
It's not a sentence I thought I'd say.
To answer all 10 questions, we're going to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. If you don't have an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if we've got time. Time will start at the end of the first question. And it's funny that you need a bit of money to get over to Milan because your letter is M for money.
All righty. Let's do it.
Diana, are you ready?
Yes.
Name a boy's name.
Mark.
A month.
Pass.
A planet.
Mercury.
An Australian city.
Melbourne.
An animal.
Monkey.
A drink.
Mojito.
A Simpsons character.
Marge.
A sandwich spread.
Mayonnaise.
A country.
Malaysia.
A board game.
Monopoly.
A month.
March.
Oh!
Oh my God, did I do it?
Hold there, Diana.
Oh my God, did I do it?
Diana,
hold tight, Diana.
I am not going to lie. When you got to a month and you said pass, I pretty much wrote you off.
Oh my God, I'm about to start crying. Did I win?
And then what happened? You just recomposed yourself.
Oh my God, oh my, I'm literally crying. Yeah, I know. I was like, focus. I was like, do not mess this up, Diana. Go, go, go.
So, Diana.
So.
Yes?
Do you have any question marks, Diana? Are there any things that you might have, think you might have got wrong in those 10? Because you did answer them all in the time.
No, I think I honestly got them all right.
Have you got any question marks, Pickers, over any of them?
I mean, I've got one question mark, and that is, which one of us are you taking to Milan, Diana? You're off to Milan. You've won $10,000.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I'm literally crying in the street. You have no idea. Sorry. I, like, can't even speak. I'm so excited.
Diana, I've got congratulations, firstly.
Thank you.
You sound like you work your ass off and you deserve to go and watch your dream play out in front of you. I do have one question about it, and that is, when is it?
February 21st.
Oh, amazing. You're fine. I thought if this is in like a week and you're going to miss Million Dollar Day.
I think you'd pick Million Dollar Day over Milan. So here's the final question. Can you make Tommy an outfit to wear on Million Dollar Day?
Hell freaking yes.
Diana, congratulations. $10,000 is yours. And like
thank
we said, you've got a chance to be a millionaire.
Oh my God. Thank you guys so much. You have no idea how life-changing this is. Even just the $10,000, I'm stoked. Thank you.
Good on you, Diana. And if you're listening now and you think, oh, my God, I want to be in, you don't have much longer. Million Dollar Day is fast approaching. Register online now.
Download the listener app, search Carrie and Tommy, fill out the form, and that could be you.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. If you're just joining us, welcome to the party.
We're giving away cash left, right and centre.
We're sending people to Milan.
We are sending people to Milan. We just put someone else through to Million Dollar Day.
Mate. It's amazing to think that Diana, who we just spoke to, and if you missed it, this was the sound of her life-changing moment. Do you have any question marks, Diana? Are there any things that you might have think you might have got wrong in those 10? Because you did answer them all in the time.
No, I think I honestly got them all right.
Have you got any question marks, Pickers, over any of them?
I mean, I've got one question mark, and that is, which one of us are you taking to Milan, Diana? You're off to Milan. You've won $10,000.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I'm literally crying in the street. You have no idea.
It's amazing to think that in a couple of weeks' time, Diana might be a millionaire.
This is getting exciting. We're big game players.
Yeah, we are. We are big game players because why? Why do you say
because
that?
We have been really struggling to give away $10,000 and this week it's just to you. You get $10,000. You get $10,000. You get $10,000.
Yes. You've only got a couple of weeks left to become Australia's next millionaire. So sign up, listener app, download the form, fill it out, and that is yours.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
eat a protein ball off the floor here that hasn't been cleaned in 4 years.
To
eat a protein ball off the floor that hasn't been cleaned in 4 years.
I mean, the fact that we can hear you eating it.
But yeah. Just for argument's sake, should I not have eaten it?
I think it's a different question, Bickers. I think the question should be, should Carrie Bickmore eat off the floor? Because I think I can, and it's fine. But I think you should be above it.
No, I'm not talking about my health. You're talking about, do you judge me for doing what I did?
I don't. But
why
I don't think you should do it.
Why is everybody else shaking their head?
I don't think you should do it publicly.
Well, I don't go around just eating off the floor.
Yes, your mouth is full of protein ball
I'm
off the floor.
In a protected space with people that, you know, won't judge me.
Look around at all these people.
It appears not.
I just think you are held in a high regard by the public, and they expect more than four protein balls.
I reckon the public
balls.
Would expect me to eat off the floor.
The boss of
They'd
our
show. They'd be disappointed
show.
In me if I didn't.
That's just not true. Sonda.
You've won an OAM. As you, in you've been awarded an order
yeah,
of...
Yeah, I was thinking, do you win them? I guess you do. Congratulations.
Well done.
Yes, you've got an Order of Australia. Don't eat off the floor.
You're better than what's just happened
so what,
to you.
So what would I have done in
you
that...
You should have demanded that I pick it up
Some
and
Some of the help to do it.
I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah, you can.
Is that how I can operate?
Yes.
There's also other protein balls there.
Oh, but that's
so
a waste. I don't want to waste one.
It's been on the floor, yeah. So you just get a new one. You
do you know
pop
what I
that
did?
One in
do you
the
wanna,
bin.
Do you want to know what I did the other day?
Mm.
So Addie has a habit in the morning before I wake up, once she gets out of bed, of trying to make rice bubbles for herself. And she gets the box out and then they go everywhere and they're all over the floor. She goes off with her little container and puts some milk in it and eats it and puts it everywhere. I often come and sweep them all up and put them back in the box.
Oh, that's okay. That's not you eating it.
She's eating
you
were it, though.
Yeah, that's fine. Kids, roughage is good. That's what my mum used to say.
I know, but it was at the point where the other day I was like, what's that in her bowl? And I realised it was something off the floor that had been near the rice bubbles. And I saw Ollie's, because no one's been cleaning the floors because we've been in lockdown, right? Yeah. Haven't had cleaners around.
Yes. I was like, I was pretending like it was a valid reason.
No, well, I haven't mopped. I've been sweeping and vacuuming, but I haven't. I just don't like mopping. I mopped once in 5 months. Anyway, Ollie was walking around with bare feet the other day and he'd just come out of the shower and he was cooking in the kitchen black. And then he walked to the other side of the kitchen. I said, show me your foot, and his foot was black.
Yeah.
Just imagine gross. Little Addie staring into her bowl of rice bubbles and just...
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
Just a quick check. What is my winning streak up to again, Jesse?
-4 this week.
Damn.
17-10.
It is about time I put the skates on.
We've got, 7 weeks left until the holidays, which feels like it's an appropriate amount of time for us to end up at 17-17.
There's a few double rounds in there just to make things interesting when Tommy's still not catching up.
All righty, here's song number one.
Tommy. J-Lo, Let's Get Loud.
Yes. Disappointed in myself in that one.
You should be.
Yeah, I should be.
It's you.
I know.
That's the reason.
I know. I perform that all the time.
Yes, yeah. But in an
not
Aussie accent.
Though, so confused.
Don't
me
you ever perform
nah,
backwards?
Nah. Okay. Fans prefer it forwards.
Yes.
Yeah.
All righty, song number two.
Tommy.
It's
Adele, Easy on Me.
How funny that sounded like Easy even when it was backwards.
Yes, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Well done.
Jeez, I went to start eating chips like I'd won. I just got two.
That's more than you've got in a long time.
I know, though. And it feels good.
The chip celebration isn't that far away, Tommy.
All righty. Song number three. This is for the win for Tommy. God, I feel like I haven't said that in a while. Here we go. Vickers.
It is begging you.
Two.
Put your loving on me. I don't know who sings it. No
Tommy, I know who sings it because it's got they've got a weird name. It's like Main Skin.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And who? What's the song? You've got to say the name of the song. Oh my God.
He's back.
You're back.
Because I was begging. Now can I have my chicken? Thank you.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Friday arvo. Thanks to Tassal Salmon, responsibly sourced Tassie salmon.
Package fresh fillets of salmon that you can put anything. You can make whatever you want with it. Salmon burgers, tacos.
Here's an idea that I'd never thought of before. The wonderful folks at Tassal suggested some of their recipes. A salmon schnitty. Because make yourself a salmon schnitty with some delicious Tassal salmon.
What have you got coming up for us next?
So much, but mainly.
You forgot, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
How could you forget? This is your story. This is your mate we're talking to.
Well, it's only a near-death experience for my housemate. I don't think it's that big
a thing. He's a major player in our show.
He is.
We would have lost a show team member.
Well, we might
night.
Still. So we'll check in with him next and see if he's going to survive.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home the Sarvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because on Monday we had Adele on the show.
Oh, started the week right.
Mate, one of the biggest superstars in the world. So we thought we'd better end the week with a massive star as well. Without further ado, my housemate, Johnny. G'day, Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
You know what I realised? You always say hi to him and then we play that opener, so he never gets to say how's he going. He just has to sing along.
Oh, how are you going?
Oh, mate, I've been better, but, you know, it's all
You've
right.
been better? What's wrong? Wrong?
Oh, I went flying yesterday and haven't recovered.
I thought you'd love it, like the speed demon sitting next to me. Was it not as fun as you thought it was going to? Okay, first of all, before you answer how fun it was, what did you actually do? You went out with Tommy's flying instructor.
Yes.
Yeah,
I went out in his spins.
His little ripper, yes.
I gave Johnny a warning beforehand, didn't I, Johnny?
You did, and I forgot.
What was that warning?
I said, mate, you might get quite sick. It's pretty hectic on the body.
You spew often, don't you?
And I even gave him a travel calm thing.
Oh.
And what did you do with that?
Oh, I just left it on the table, just for safekeeping.
Yeah. How'd you go?
Oh, not good, mate.
Just to clarify for people listening, you didn't just go on a flight and that's what was going to make your belly upset. You went and did loop-de-loops, yeah?
It's a little jet plane. You sit behind him and he takes you up. First, you can put on this flying suit. It's always too small, so it feels like it's parting the seas before you actually leave the ground. And then at the last minute, he gives you a plastic bag and said, you might need this. I thought it was just Tommy Little's weak stomach. And we got up there.
Should have taken that travel gum.
Oh, man. It was horrible. So I just ended up on a fetal position on the couch when I got home for the rest of the night.
So it didn't stop when you landed?
Oh, felt horrible. I don't know if I've got a weak stomach or I just don't think your body's meant to keep doubling its weight within minutes. You know, that's why you just gradually eat and get bigger. I mean, so it's just something you get used to. But Not like that way.
Do you think, Johnny, you described yourself as a petite large the other day because lockdown has been kind to you. Do you think the added weight that was getting thrown around had any impact on your stomach?
Well, funny you say that. So that means my 5 kilos, I reckon, I put on became 20 at some times.
Under 4G, yes. Yeah.
Under 4Gs.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say you enjoyed it? Like, did you even get to experience it, or did you feel so sick and were you just vomiting that you never got to look around you? Like, what was the experience like?
Will Steve listen to this podcast?
Yes. Yeah, he will. Yes.
To this podcast. Mate, we're on air, mate.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Do you know what your friend does? I mean, you can catch us on the Catch Up podcast, but right now you're on the radio.
He disappears every morning, comes back. I said, how's your day? And he says, good. So I guess that's going well.
Yeah, so knowing that Steve will listen, yes, how did you do it?
Oh, I loved it, but I wouldn't do it again.
That means you didn't really like it, I reckon.
Nah, it's not for me. You know.
Did you get scared?
Oh, I got everything. Got scared, got sick, got giddy. One of my mum. I did everything. All before my eyes.
Because I think Tommy thinks I'm a wuss for not wanting to do it. I have no desire to do it. But you know me well. How would I go up there, do you think?
Oh, you know. You'd be terrified. I'd hope you'd be terrified. If you're not, it just puts another layer on me that I'm going to question myself.
Yeah, and with your ballooning size, the last thing you need is another layer.
It really is. I think the worst thing, Carrie, is the confronting point of when you put that little one-piece suit on. And it's really, it was really, I felt like a Teletubby, to be honest.
I love a little jumpsuit, though. That'd be my favourite part. I'd be doing selfies on the runway, Steve. We're trying to go.
Do them before you take off.
You'd be doing burpees on the runway. There'd be no doubt.
Better than spewies, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy. Good flying. Happy flying. Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home the Savo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Bickers, we had a real fun moment earlier in the week where we gave away $10,000. And do you remember how you reacted?
Yes, I sounded like a seagull.
Did you? Let's have a listen.
A Hollywood actor.
Tom Hanks.
A musical instrument.
Trombone.
You absolutely smashed that, Peeps.
Oh, my God, that's so exciting.
And you know you are an inspiration to so many in this great nation. That particular moment has inspired us to bring back a game we haven't played in a while.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 seabird.
Seabirds. Yes. Okay. Jessie will give us some sounds of some seabirds.
I don't know a lot, but yep, sure.
That's never stopped us before. Remember when we did dog, 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 bark, 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 penguins? And we only knew one type of penguin?
Yep.
We still had a pretty good game.
Yeah, we did.
So, Jessie, after a seabird.
Albatross?
That was the other one I could think of.
Pelican?
Bickers.
Oh, yeah. Now I see I can't do it on request. The only time I can do it is when 10,000 has been won.
Can you try and do it now? That's pretty good.
No? Too much?
I mean, Sonda's clutching her pearls, but either that or trying to cool down her stress rate.
It's a lot.
Do you clutch your pearls when you turned on?
I don't think she's clutching her pearls. I think she's clutching her hoos.
What, you think she just missed a tit by a foot?
One hand can't cover both of hers.
Okay, Jessie, second seabird, please. Is a herring a seabird? No, it's a fish, isn't it? Is it a seabird? No, it's a fish. It's a fish.
I feel like, is that an albatross? It feels like a frog. Seabird. Is a duck a seabird?
No, it's not a duck.
Is there another seabird?
What about a flamingo? No, they're not in the sea.
Search of seabird.
What about the ones that gather on the rocks near where there's like...
It is a double barrel name, to give you a bit of a clue.
Oh, herringbird.
Herringbird. I don't think we can put the word bird after a fish name and it becomes it.
I don't reckon you'll ever get this one in a million years. It's a tufted puffin.
Oh, a tough puff.
Tufted puffin. Excuse me. I know.
I'm a toughy puffy. You mean you're a tufted puffin?
That's how I feel post COVID. I'm a tufted puffin. I'm all puffed up.
At least you've got toughy in there. I'm just puffy.
All right, bird number three.
Are they penguins?
Yeah.
Penguins.
Thank you.
Is there an albatross in there anywhere?
Is that an albatross? Yes.
What does that sound like?
Bickers didn't buzz in quick enough.
No. Okay. Can I do my... Yeah. Pretend someone's won.
Jessie, you're the winner.
That's very good.
You're trying to wrap the game up, aren't you?
I can't do any kind of like sounds. I can't do accents. I can't do animal noises. I don't think you understand the excitement that I've found my noise.
Can you give us an English seagull? You get into your accent. No, you've got to get yourself into your accent.
At the end of the day,
I'd like
a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday arvo and the end of the week. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was,
we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
I'm so ready for this weekend.
Sick of us.
I know we're meant to be looking back at the week.
Yeah.
But my brain is always on the weekend.
What are you doing? You're cutting up the D4. What are you up to?
Going off fourth birthday party, guys.
Fourth. Wow. Oh. Fairy bread?
I've bought a remote control car.
Don't give it away.
Oh, actually, that's true. Wow. And I know they listen. Oh, no. I'm so excited about my remote control car. It's a Paw Patrol one.
Stop it.
Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, it's not your birthday. Who's listening now? And you think it's yours? It's a different one.
You're going to have to go and not take a present now.
I'm going to find something else, aren't I? Mm. Maybe I can play with the remote control car.
Cunning plan.
Hey, it has been an amazing week. We started the week on a high with Adele, of course. Yes. She hasn't done interviews in years. She was so open. We talked about everything. We talked about her as a mum, her divorce, her dad, although she did get a tiny bit worried that everything might get derailed when you asked her this question.
Adele, I read something about you and I couldn't believe it. It was that all your vocals are the original demos. You say that you never go through and redo them. Is that true?
Yeah, I never redo my lead vocal. Obviously, sometimes I don't do my BVs, you know, straight after doing my lead vocals. But no, I never change my lead vocals because you're trying to reenact something. And when you're trying to reenact something, it's impossible to do it, trying too hard. So, yeah, that is very true.
How are some of your songs not shit?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I definitely, you know, when I add the BVs, it brightens it and livens them up and stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, I definitely think the vocals would be more shit, as you said.
What a legend.
Isn't she?
Yeah. Jesse, how you feeling?
Guys, I'm wrapped. We've given away a lot of cash on the show this week.
Yeah. We've still got $1 million to go.
Yeah.
That's
Diana.
The fun part.
Today, we gave away 10 grand. Phoebe, earlier in the week, we're putting him in the running for $1 million. And on top of all of that, we got Bickers to make this noise.
Name something you have for breakfast.
Toast.
A bathroom item.
Towel.
A number.
Two.
A camping item.
Torch.
Something inside your mouth.
Tongue.
A clothing item.
T-shirt.
A car part.
Tow bar.
Something you watch.
Television.
A Hollywood actor.
Tom Hanks.
A musical instrument.
Trombone. Is that it?
Absolutely smash that, babes.
Oh, my God, that's so exciting.
I still can't believe that that's real. It sounds
that
anyway.
Noise. Yeah, it's
sounds
quite
like
genuinely,
in a bird.
It's one of the top five things in my life that I've been proud of, that noise. I can't do any impersonations. I can't do noises. That's a real good seabird, that is.
And all you need is 10 grand to a stranger, and that noise is why that can come out.
What's going
to
come out when we give $1 million away?
Just
not
explode.
What you're thinking, yes.
Okay. guys, I'm wrapped as well because you've had a lot of noises coming out of you this week. And when we had our good mate Steve Curry on the show, or Cuz, or Cuzza, or, you know, any of those things, you didn't know which one of those to go with. So instead you made up a new greeting. And one of the best, Stephen Curry, is on the line. G'day, Cuz.
How are ya?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, Lou. Hey, Lou. You were so concentrating on something else then, weren't you, Carrie?
Yes. You know what I was deciding? I couldn't work out whether to go with Cuz, like Tommy had, or Stephen.
Go,
so
Cuz.
I was like,
come
hey,
on.
Lou.
We've met enough times now, Carrie. It's Cuz all the way. Come on.
It just feels weird me calling you Cuz. Like, would you call me
Bickers?
Like Kaz?
I'll call you Bickers. Where did you get to school?
Don't ask that.
Gary. The first person that ever called
Gary?
Me.
Gary? How'd they come up with that?
Well, he then came on the project and he called me Bickers.
He didn't go with face.
I didn't go with Cuz. I still wasn't confident.
What did you do? Did you do Hey Lou again?
No.
Hey Lou.
Hey Lou.
Hey Lou.
How would I do goodbye? Because it's the end of our show now. See you all Monday.
Bye.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about a quick and nutritious dinner, like responsibly sourced Tassal Tassie salmon. Switch it up, Australia, and get a healthy boost of omega-3 tonight.